We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Pei Ches Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Pei Ches Amad Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hamada Hanah Mechosnoi. Someone who asks Hanah, he says his son-in-law cannot have Hanah from him, but he wants to support his daughter. And the problem is that anything his daughter gets goes to the husband, which is his son-in-law. And he said his son-in-law can't have Hanah from him. So what should he do? Who writes a law says Labite Mai? He wants to give his daughter money. Oimelah. He says to her, this money is given to you for a present. But your husband cannot have rishus in it. It's only for you. Only it's for you, just to what you put into your mouth. Now, the Ram points out that two important points. Number one, the Ram points out that it's dafka mayis, but if he wants to give mezainis to his daughter, that's definitely not a problem. Even though the husband is saving, that he doesn't have to give mezainis, that's not called hana. And also, whatever any mezainis the wife gets doesn't go to the husband. Because the Ran says even more, a husband gives his wife mezainis, the halacha is, if his wife is cheap on it, doesn't eat it all up, and she's a little frugal with the mezainis, the rest of it belongs to her. Mezainis belongs to her. And if someone else gives mezainis to his wife, he has no right in them. So therefore, if the father definitely gives his daughter mezainis, that's not a shayla of hana. It's only money. Because money, the halacha is, if she gets money, what she has to do is buy a piece of karka with it, and he eats the peiros, and she owns the karen. For example, buy a house, they rent it out, the rent goes to the husband, but she still retains the principal, even if it's her own money. Because that's the halacha that anything that goes to her, the husband has a shivut on it, the shivut for the parents. So therefore, you want to give the daughter money, there's a problem here. The only way to do it is by giving to her a manas that her husband has no rishus over it. That's point number one the Ram makes. Another point the Ram makes is that, and it's avoiding the Gemara like that you have to say dafka, these two lishonos together. One of them is not enough. You have to say, first of all, I'm giving this you money, giving you money that your husband should have any rishus in it. And number two is that it's only for what you put into your mouth. Then the Ran says why? Because the Gemara doesn't say we're going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds yad ishak yad baila. So you give her money, and you say I'm not saying the bar shus, but it doesn't help because it's yad isha ki yad baila. So automatically it goes to the husband. So if you say that only what you put into your mouth, so the halacha is like this: that since it doesn't belong to her until she puts it to her mouth, by the time it's in her mouth already, it's ruined. He can't be kainan anymore. So that's why you have to speak out. First of all, your baila has no rishus on it. And second of all, Elav Mahashata Noises for Noises of Ficha, you also have to speak out that it's only what you put into your mouth. So the Ran says, Afizia would come out that Dafka, if it's something that gets destroyed, but let's say you say you have to use it for clothing. So then it wouldn't help anything because then it could be the Baal will have a shoes by because the Maisa, when she turns it to clothing, then maybe it should go to the Baal. It's Yada Isha. Kiyad Baila. So that's the Ran speaks out. That would come out with Dafka, something that makes it get destroyed. Now, the Ran says another thing, that there's another way to learn. They don't Dafka have to say that Lashon, but you speak out a little bit of different Lashon. He says, you say only buy that specific thing. That also will be a case where the Baal is not Zeichenet. That also, the case, the Baal will not be Zeichenet. There happened to be that the Shailom, if they do it the other way, you only say Ela Masha Ata Noisa Ata Noisa, would that be enough? You also have to speak out in La Baal Shuspa. You have to speak out both towns in the Ran. You have to speak both of them out. First of all, Ein La Baal Shuspa, and second of all, Ela Masha Ata Noisa Vesuficha. That's what's clear. You have to speak out both things together, Lamaisa. And saying your husband has no Rishus is not enough without the second lashon. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Zok de Gemara Vaita. Omarav. So the Gemara is like this. Omarav, lo yishan olam olam mashat noisim noisim ficha. This only works if, like we spoke out, the Rav is saying, klar, that's the way it is, that only if you speak out, besides for saying your husband has no rishus, you also have to speak out that it's only yours for what you put into your mouth. Ava olam mash tirtzi asi, whatever you want to do with it, do, kana yosayim baal, then the baal will be kind of it. Because the minute she decides to use it for something, it becomes hers, and now it goes to the baal. Even if you tell her you could do whatever you want with it, the Baal's not kind of, because I said whatever you want, do whatever you want with it, and the Baal should never shush in it. Now the Ran speaks out that we're not saying that the Mishnah is saying that it's enough to say Mashtir Tziasi. The Mishnah is definitely Dafka, and the Mishnah is Rameh. So what is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, do we pass the Gemara Meir who says Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila, or the Rabbanon Eni Ashki Yad Baila? So let's speak this out again. There's Machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. If Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila, Rav Meir holds Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila, and that's the Man Di Om of our Mishnah, holds that if I give something to a wife and say your husband can't have a Shusba, it doesn't work because Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila. Therefore, we have to add on this extra clause of Ela Masha'at Noisis Benoisenes Beficha. So that's our Mishnah is going to the Rameh. And Rav says, that's what we paskin. Shmuel says, you're right, the Mishnah is Rameh, but we paskin like the Rabbanim. So you should know, in Halacha, it's enough just to give it to her, Manas She'ein Lebayel Lechor, Shusbahem, that will be enough. Like the Ran speaks out, the Ran's printed on the base, that Elapolag Lebedina, the Ran says, Mishnah Sfirli, the Halacha Karabbanim, Lerimin Yadishki Abayelah, Hilkachi Omalah, Mashatirzi Asay, Inami, you just say, Manas She'ein Lebayel Lechor, Shusbahem, Belechud, the Chiyadadi, Ninu, they're both the same. Mahani, it works. It's enough just to say Engel Barash Shusbach. That's enough according to Shmuel. And Shmuel is not changing the Mishnah, he's just changing the Halacha. Rav said we pass the Grameya, and Shmuel is saying, no, we don't pass the Grameya, we pass the Drabbanon. Maskel of Rav Zera, Rav Zera has a kasha like this. Pechesim Abeis, Kaman Ozlo, Hoshmaitza, the Rav, who's Rav saying his Shmaitza like Rav Meir? Dom Yad Ishigan by law, but I'm going to ask you a kasha. Keitza Mishdatvim Mavui. The Halacha is, that kalim that were shavas in your house, for example, your utensils in your house on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring it out into a chotzer mishutefes or a mavui mishutefes, which means a public mavui that's a bunch of different chatzeris open to it, a bunch of different courtyards open to a mavui. A mavui picture like a dead end street with a bunch of different complexes, and each one is opened to it, like in Lakewood, you have something like the villas. That would be an example. The road is a mavui, and then in front of all the houses, like a chotzer. And that the halacha is, you're not allowed to bring utensils from the house onto the road or into the chatzer without an Erev. Even if you have mechitzos, it means you have four walls around it. It's a Rishus Yachid. You're still allowed to bring it out because you need Shituf Mavayis or Aruv Chatzeris, which means you have to make it into one house by taking food, by chatzer, you use pas, by a mavi, you use wine, and you make a shutvis in it, and it all belongs to everyone, and that's how it comes Shtufim Mavayis. So here we have a guy, the Rav of the area. The Rav of the area wants to make a Shtufim Mavayis. So what does he do? He wants to make a kinyan for the guy. He's not going to go to every single guy's house and collect wine. So what he does is takes a barrel of wine and he gives it to someone to pick it up, bizaychit for everyone. So what do? Manichas chavas, omar raise the chobnei mav, bungs the chobnei mavi. Mezaka lahem, and he's mezaka to them, makes a kinyan for them, ide avda of shivchos ha ivrim. He uses evad of shivcha of ivrim, which are Jewish avadim of shivchos who have a yad. Lafuke evad kanani that has no yad, evad ki yad baila. Or his gedolim, not his ketanim. Ketanim don't have a yad, so he can't use his ketanim to make the kinyan. But if he uses his big children, his children are gedolim, he says here be zeichah for everyone. By the ishtoi, he can use his wife. V'amris kani yosayim bailo. If you hold this just thing called yad ishi yad bailo, so you're putting it into your own hand. How is that being a zeichah? Zeichah means you take it out of your shus, give it to someone else to be kind to everyone else. But if yad ishi yad bailo, it doesn't work. It does not work. V'amris kani yosayim bailo. Had Eir enough Rishus to the Baal, never left his Rishus. Omer Rav answers, Afagav the Omer Rav Meir Yad Ishkei HaBayla, even Rav Meir holds Yad Ishkei HaBayla, Moedir Rav Meir, in Yishitov, the Kibun the Liskois LaHacherim Hu, Miyad Baila Zachya. So the Ran explains that this whole din, Yad Ishkei HaBayla, is only if someone else gives her a Matana. But if the Baal gives her a Matana, the halacha is, she is Kaina, and the Baal is not even Paris. Like the Mar says in Cheska Batim, that a husband could give his wife a matana, and that belongs to her. There's no Yad Ishkei HaBayla. So, and Rameh does not argue on that. And therefore, here also, the Baal wants to leave his Rishus and give her a matana to be Zeichah for everyone else. And therefore, since he wants to leave his Rishus, there's no Yad Ishkei ki Yad Baila. And that's why it works over here. So that's Rav's Tara. It's Rav's Tara. Rameh's Moedah, when he gives the present, that it works. Eisver, Avinu Levashi. So Ravina has a kasha to Rav Ashi, and really it's not really a kasha Rava, just a stira to the other Mishnah. And because of the stira, you have to say a different teretz, which will come out a little different than Rava's teretz. Eser Ravina Rav Ashi, it says in a brayse, El shezoich zoch lehem. You could do zchia with the following people. I David Noi Vita Gedolim. That's his children that are gedolim, over 13 or over 12 if it's a daughter. His evidence shivcha that are Jewish lafuke evik nani, Velus ein zeichem ma de bnei bitak tanem. Velus ein zeichem em lehen. Which ones can't you do? Ayde bnei bitak tanem. You can't use your ben and bas hakatanem. Va'avdo v'shivchos hakatanem. You can't use the evan shivchos hakatanem. Ve'istoy. And you can't use your wife. You can't use your wife. So you see, you can't use a stira. One place says you can use your wife. And one place says you can't use your wife. So Mahamasha offered a stira from one to another. They can't often, you can't do that. Wow, you can't, it's a stira. Elam Ravashi. So what has he ever say? Like this. That really, even when a husband gives to the wife, to be zeich of other people, it does not work. So why sometimes it works, sometimes it does not work? Elam Ravashi, this is just like Chatzavai Yisamavi Askinan. The case of the Mishnah in Maseches Erevin says you can use your wife. The wife owns her own chatzar in that mavi that belongs to her. That belongs to her. And like the Ran says, Kiktani mizak the ishtu idafik shal chatzar vayiz the mavi. Going to nafla v'yerusha. Va'oida harusa. And v'hu kasev la. And he wrote to her, va'oida harusa dim v'dvarim ein li b'nechasech. And he never got a kinyan on that. Because there's this thing called, you say dim v'dvarim ein li b'nechasech, that helps. It works. So he never even got a kinyan. So she has an apartment in this complex that he has no rishus on it. So she needs also a sheet of mavayis. She has to be zeich also. And that's klar. The Ramei is moida that if he gives her a matana, that works. Just for saying, arguing a rav, it says that it works for other people also. So why does it work over here for other people? Because the migu, the zachar, and afsha, since she's anyway zeich for herself, because she needs to have a kinyan and sheet of mavayis for herself, because she has a chatzah here, zachar l'achrina, she's zeich also for all the bnei amavut. So Gemara's first teretz, Rav's teretz was that when Moida, when he gives her, even to be zeich of Achim works. Rav Ashi argues, and it's based on a stira in the Braisa to the Mishnah, and therefore he says, dafka, if it doesn't help, it's dafka, if she has a reason to be zeich herself, then she can be zeich for other people. So Migul zeich and Afshay, zeich le Achrini. Now the Ran says, what's the halacha l'maisa between Mechlekes, Rav, and Shmuel? If you pass in the Ramea, the Rabbanon about Yad Ishik Yad Baila. So the Ran says, even though usually we pass in like Shmuel, Bedini and Rav Yisura, and here by the Dharma it's Yisura. So Chari, we should pass like Rav, that the only time you give it to your daughter, if you ask enough from your son-in-law, is only if you say both Lashonis. But he says, no, we pass in this case, like the Rabbanon, not Rav Meir. Why? A bunch of different reasons. First of all, he says, because the Ikka Mechlek is telling Yad Ishik Yad Baila, which is something that has to do with Din, has to do with Dini. And we pass like Shmuel with Dini. Number two, Rav is like Meir, and Shmuel is like Chum. So another reason to pass like Shmuel. Number three, he says, all over Shas, it says, he said, I'm not sure that's enough. You don't need both of shyness. So therefore, he paskins very clearly like Shmuel. But he brings down that, he says the Ramban also pass like that, but he brings down the being a time of the Rav at hold, pass like Rav, because here it's Yisura, he pass like Rav Yisura. And therefore, the only time it works is, works this Amanash only works, you say Amanash in the Baruch Shaspam, El Mashal Nezavicha. But the Rambam has a third way. And the Rambam really learns the sugya different. The Rambam holds that Shmuel was going in Rameir as well. They weren't arguing from Rameir, they both held like Rameir. But Shmuel held, it's enough to say Masha Tirtzi Asay. He holds that you don't have to speak out Mamash Masha Nezavicha. It's enough to say Tirtzi Asay, because Shmuel holds that. Why does that help? He says, Dr. Ram, nearly the hand of time, the person who gave, or let's say the father giving the daughter something, didn't give it to her legamri, the name of the Alta Zachar and Baal. It should not be yours, only for the thing you want to do with it. We had a gear before, a tzah before, that if you give her a miyuchadik a thing to do, like putting it into your mouth, that's enough. Even if not destroy, go, I'm sorry, that's destroyed. But one of the pshatim more before, that if you miyachid something for her to do with it, that's enough that the baal should not have a shus. Tirtziasi is enough also, because whatever you want is like a miyuchadik a thing. And therefore, the kinyan is not chal. Only when she wants something to do with it, and by that time, does not belong to the husband. So it comes out, even if you want a paskin like Shmuel in this case, or Rav, both of them in Rameir. So therefore, it seems like the Rambam paskins like Shmuel, but the point is, he's saying that Shmuel is still going really in Rameir and not in Rav. You have to say two things, but the second thing could be not Masha Ata Noises, Venus of Senes of Ficha. It's enough if you say Masha Tirtzi Asi.